Unit 13. Good Lies and Bad Lies. Listening first.
音声を聞き、その内容について次の質問に日本語か英語で答えなさい。英文は1回読まれます。
Most children are taught the importance of honesty from fairy tales, such as Pinocchio and the Boy Who Cried Wolf.These types of stories show children that honesty is the best policy. Still, if this is the case, then why do so many people lie? The fact is that human beings lie for many reasons. One reason for lying has to do with minimizing a mistake. For example, students might lie to their teachers about unfinished homework. They might say that they left their work at home,when, in fact, they did not do the work at all. These students do not want to seem irresponsible, so they make up an excuse, a lie, to save face. Another reason people lie is to get out of situations that they do not want to be in or cannot manage. For example, if a company decides to have a weekend meeting, one of the managers might not feel like attending.She may call her boss and give this excuse. I've been fighting off a cold all week, and I wouldn't want to risk giving it to anybody else. When individuals do not want to tell the truth and face the consequences, they use lies to avoid difficulties. In contrast, some people might tell a white lie when they do not want to hurt someone's feelings. For example,If a good friend shows up with an unattractive new haircut, one could be truthful and say, "That haircut is awful. What were you thinking?" A more likely scenario is to say, "It's very original. It suits you," and spare the friend's feelings. These types of lies are generally not considered negative. Therefore, white lies can be useful in maintaining good relationships.People lie for many reasons, both good and bad. However, before you resort to lying in order to cover up mistakes or to avoid unpleasant situations, perhaps the motives for your lies should be carefully examined.